We Love Hip Hop.
Hey, what's up? It's Avaya Mighty, and you are tuning in to We Love Hip Hop.
Bro, Jazz Curry, Prince of the motherfucking city. You see me out here, bro? I lead with love and I walk with God. We Love Hip Hop.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Pyrex. Rex still in the building. Shout out We Love Hip Hop.
We Love Hip Hop.
Yeah, it's your boy Preston. We tuned in to We Love Hip Hop. You know how it rock, man. Mr. Nana Nana Nana.
What's going down, y'all? It's gonna be good, baby. You tune in to We Love Hip Hop.
Mucho TV, We Love Hip Hop. The most smoked out podcast. Even though I didn't smoke, I had some.
So this Matt Shaw, and you're watching We Love Hip Hop, because we do.
Let's go. What you know about old school Johnny Rocks? Where's my sound effect?
Yeah, I told me, man. Look, nigga, chill, I got this. Headed straight for the top, GPS in the cockpit. Them niggas ain't real, they trying to pop shit. My flow toxic, back on my pop shit. Burn a hole in the game, I ain't here for the fame. I want the money, but still a nigga spreading his name. I'm like a slave to the watch and the chain. I want the new shit, buzzing in the city I'm in. I got a...
Pick up, Johnny.
Getting down tonight if they say you're cutting. A lot of dudes in my city, they ain't saying nothing.
No,
a lot of records from here, they get no play. And these labels don't give advances, so you get no pay. Yeah. Yeah. What's the word, fans keep trying kissing. My record ain't even finished, they keep trying pressing. Boy, one in Drake and his beef, I dress it. Black Phantom is here, soon as B-side, I exit. Going for the deals, nothing under a meal. We know you got it to give, and we trying to collect it. Oh, yeah, man. VO.
Pick you on.
Back again like we never left.
I'm sending this out to any of my girls that's different, man. Anybody that's special. You know, I want to be honest with you, women, so I'm starting like this.
Blood, vocal,
third, go by the title of
champ.
Treat me like the rest, that's a vital mistake. I'm hoping it ain't nobody else as special as you. When I say I've been disappointed, I'm addressing a few. That's that I grew, while most of the 8 to 9s in my past not get a rating, it's listening to. It's true, I've been talking to Alicia, Keisha, and Nadia.
Shout out Nadia.
You know, right?
The Nadias out there.
Got everything. Woo! I got everything. I cannot complain. I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made.
We
I forgot. It's a lie. Fuck that. Never mind what I got. Nigga, don't watch that. Cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me. All me for real. Came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. That's all me. All me for real.
Money on my mind, you should think the same. J's on pink and ring. Dogging these hoes, I need quarantine in the same. Leave it
on the same.
Oh, she want all the fame. I hear the shit all the time. Since you love me, I said, baby girl, follow.
So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread. We back over here at the Visionary Arts Center doing our motherfucking thing as we do around this tizzy. Where's my dramatic fucking boom?
Ricky Renz all over you.
We got Gutsy Guts in the building.
What up? What up?
Gucci Gang in the motherfucking
gang,
building.
Gang.
Yeah. What's wrong, yo?
Friday Whitaker.
Yeah, man.
Really quick.
Talk
that,
to us, man.
That second Drake song.
Which one was this now?
The second one. The Tom Tom. I don't know the name of the song.
You want, would you like me to play?
Yeah.
Long as I got me some heat through the winter. Drake known as a pro, I'ma teach you.
Yo, yes. It said in this song, like, what, 20 years later, it's the same shit. Mm-hmm. I'm only addressing people if it's a Boy Wonder B. Wasn't Duppy a Boy Wonder B?
It's true.
Like, yo,
he calls Boy Wonder when it's murder time, yo.
Fam, chill. Drake was definitely in his bag back in the day.
Yeah. But before we get into it, you got any shout outs, any salutes?
It's your boy Gutsy Guts. The Gutsy Show on Instagram, Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you guys will go subscribe, like, comment, do all that Instagram, social media stuff. I apologize. Social media stuff. Six Views Uncut episode 63 with the Wallace Boys. Full interview out now. You've been asking, you've been waiting, and it's out. So go run it up. And yeah, man, I just want to big up everybody out there. Toronto, it seems like they're doing a little bit better. Like, I haven't seen any like crazy shootings or anything like that this week. Maybe I'm off because I just been working really, really hard and shit. But just be safe, Toronto. Like, I want to see. And drop more music, guys. It feels like, I don't know if it's just me. Well, no, it's not me, because we pay attention to the music out here. You guys are like, I don't know, you guys are having fun. Maybe the rappers, like we said, they're young and they're back in school. But we need more music, people. Drop music videos. Come on, fam. Skip school. And
Stay in school, kids.
Stay in school. But yeah, I just want more music.
Yeah, man. What you saying, Gucci Gang?
Man, I'm just here, yo. Shout out to the team, man. We steady working, you know what I mean?
Shout out to Ketchup Chips.
Yeah. Shout out to the support as always, man. I have to big you guys up. You guys are gang, you feel me? But yeah, man, I'm just here, you know what I mean? Oh, I have to shout out to my... I got a new dog, you know what I mean? Shout out to Dior, you feel me?
Jesus.
I'm there trying to manage my time, you know? Like, it's crazy for me right now. Like, you know, like cleaning... walking, you know, just extra, you know, I'm just trying to manage time now. But yeah,
you're a dog guy, eh?
I mean, fuck, mm-hmm. I'm not really, but it's just I got an extra one. I mean, that's one more for like investment, you feel me? Like, it's just more, but I'm just looking at it like, fuck, that's more cleaning, more just more time on your hand, like you gotta like manage, fam. So it's like I'm just trying to manage time. Hey. And you know,
hey, little advice. Don't be asking people how to discipline your dog on life, please.
Oh, yeah.
Do tell.
No, do not tell. I don't want Peter to come over here and be like, whoa, what kind of discipline are they telling you? You know what I'm saying? Just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just keep that to yourself.
But yeah, man.
Stop dissing fucking Dolce like that, fam. I haven't seen Dolce once since you got the dog. Is Dolce even still around?
Dolce pushed to the side.
Dolce comes like, you know, in those movies when they get the new kid, like the bad kid, and like, I don't want to kick this kid out. Like,
oh, no.
Nah, but the thing about it, this dog is pricey. That's why it's different. It's more exotic. So it's just like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, like, I have Dolce, like, you know, pushing aside, like God said.
Oh,
but,
no.
But no. Dolce is still there, but it's like, I'm just showing more love to this. But, you know, I love both of them the same way, but, you know.
Dolce
just,
better not be listening to the pod,
you know what
yo.
I mean? That's what I say.
Dolce became a bottom bitch.
Learn how to speak
but
human.
Yeah, man. You already know. It's your boy Gucci Gang. You feel me?
Oh, man. Where's your sound effect? Yeah, man. We over here, like I said, back over here at the Visionary Arts Center. Hit us up if you want to get any time to book for like podcasting, you know, pop-up shops, any types of thing, you know, your vision, any types of thing that you want to do, the space is available for you. Big salute to the Truth Be Told podcast, doing they motherfucking thing, the two
Lo
ladies.
Lo and Olivia.
Yeah. Lo and O, you know what I'm saying? Doing they thing over there, you know what I'm saying? Big salute to them. I want to also salute to, Ty Marley. Yeah. And there's somebody else that I bucked on road. I bucked a few people on road today.
Yeah. I was crazy. On the phone and this guy's just bucking beer. He just bucked somebody. He's like, yeah, I got. Hold on. Yes, King. And then 2 minutes later, yeah, I got. Yes, King. Just, but I'm like, holy Friday, superstar life.
No. Chill.
Action.
Chill.
Hollywood.
Yeah. But salute to, I'm not going to remember every name, but I bucked it about, I ain't gonna hold you, but 5 people on the way over to the office today.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was a mod thing. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a mod thing.
Yeah. But salute to all y'all people out there.
Celebrity over here.
Yeah, man. All y'all people out there supporting the show, whether it's through Instagram, whether it's through fucking YouTube, or even the audios, we salute you, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Really quick, I think it's one of your alumni's birthdays today.
Who?
K Money, no?
Oh, for real, eh?
Virgo Gang.
Okay.
I keep telling you guys, August and Virgos are just off for Toronto. I'm telling you.
He mean Leos.
Leos too, but I'm saying August though. Like from August to like the end of Virgo, it's just off. Because some of Leos is in July, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't count. The July Leos don't count. We're just talking about August.
But it's September right now, though.
I know, but we're in Virgo season still. We're in Virgo season until the 23rd. So that's what I'm saying. August to Virgo season, it's like Toronto. Big up K Money.
Yeah. Big up to K Money, man. Yeah, man. And we're gonna get to some stuff about his brother later on in the show as well. You know what I'm saying? So, but also big up to the people who are the 9 to 5 warriors, all the cubicle gang. I ain't forget about y'all. You know what I'm saying? All the people who are at the warehouses doing their thing, construction workers. Wherever you listen to us from, we salute you. You know what I'm saying? Keep fighting that fight.
Facto.
All the people who are listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addicts, any of those listening platforms, salute. Make sure to subscribe. Yes. Hit that subscription button as well as the notification bell next to it. And subscribe to the new channel.
Talk to him.
Right, we got a new channel. I'm starting to see the subscribers starting to come up a little bit. But once we get to 500 subscribers, we're gonna start premiering music videos.
Let's go.
So We Love Hip Hop music videos is available right now.
Yes, yeah, I think I seen. I was tripping. I was like, you started a new We Love Hip Hop channel.
Yeah,
gonna be a music video.
I was tripping because I was like, yo, hold on, did like. You know,
it was not an imposter. It's us.
Yeah.
Also, too, if you guys do need your video shot, edited, anything like that, holla at us, man. We do anything as well as hosting. I see the world is opened up, and you know, man, like Rick is vaccine. If anywhere else in the world you need him or anything like that,
I'm allowed to come inside.
But yeah, just in general, anybody from the podcast, as long as you guys have a bag, but you know, book us for an event, man. We can come out. We don't just pot out here. We have fun, too. We turn up the place. And as well, hit up PK Herc or anybody from the team. If you want any merch or if you want your logos, anything on any t-shirt, merchandise, glasses, anything, we got you. So big up PK Herc. He'll be the easiest person to message, but you can message anybody and we'll get that done for you as well.
Yeah, man. Big salute to PK Herc. I'm wearing one of the We Love Hip Hop baseball caps or the trucker hats right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big up PK, man.
You know what I mean?
Gang.
Who else do I want to get to before we get to some of this new stuff? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Actually, fuck it. Muse.
Last shout out. Again, I want to big up We Love Hip Hop alumni, George Strombo.
Let's go Strombo.
And OVO 40. I seen that they won an award for TIFF.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So big them up too, because that's big, fam. Man, and, you know, next year we're going to be at TIFF 2 premiering the We Love Hip Hop record documentary. But something, hopefully. That'd be dope.
Yeah, man. Big up to fucking Crypto to George. Big up to the man Noah. You know what I'm saying? Big fucking accolade.
And there was somebody else too that won too. I forgot who the other guy was. I apologize.
Yeah, we should be popping out at fucking TIFF for real, man.
And Manifesto, all these stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Manifesto, that went down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I seen people performing Ason Eastwood. Who else I seen?
Charmaine or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing her around. She's dope. Whoever is team for Charmaine, come holla at us, bro. Yeah, we need to interview her. Her energy, personality, style, dope as hell.
You know who else? Before, you know, we're a little bit, you know, loose and freestyling today.
Just freestyle. Who we got? Because I got a few more shout outs too now that I think about it. But you, before you forget,
Double M. Okay. And once again, salute to the Truth Be Told ladies over there.
Maybach Music?
No. Low and O. They put me on to a lady, a woman named Double M.
Okay. Toronto?
She spit fire, fam. I'm going to try to find her song to give her a proper due because, you know, they're like, you know, play that at the beginning of the show. And I was like, all right.
We got you.
I started playing and I was like, oh, you said what? Jesus Christ.
So this is like a new school bars or like it's an old school flow?
No. She raps, right? But she's like new school.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And we've had her on the countdown before. It's just that she kind of went under my radar.
Because there's so much music.
Yeah. Fuck. Don't tell me I'm not going to be able to find her. It might be this track right here. Is this here? Please be this. Yeah. This is it. Peep this girl.
Sorry, right? Sound like some drill shit.
And hopefully you catch this, all right? Double M, salute to you, yo.
Double M. Baby, this loving ain't free. Gotta come up off something. And I don't trust any nigga with braids, waves, or dreads. I'm not hearing nothing. Because them out there too fine.
She was the one in the school and everything, right?
Yeah. She did the music video with her. Yeah.
Bars then. And then, like, I didn't know that her name was. This is the same song.
That's the same song. I believe so. I could be wrong, but I believe this is the same song.
You hear what she said, fam? Watch what she said.
come up off something. And I don't trust any nigga with braids, waves, or dreads. I'm not hearing nothing. Cause them man, they're too fine. Bitches come.
She don't trust these niggas cause they're too fine. Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
She sounds like a real Toronto cat.
Yeah.
I don't trust them Toronto guy. Any nigga that with braids, waves, dirt, they look good.
They're too fine.
I'm not trusting him.
I'm like, what? Watch what you could teach you to say. Watch
left
this.
To right, that's how them man there get lying. I don't really have the time to help you out. Y'all them told me fuck the combo, we're pulling up at your house. Don't tell me no lie, might just push the thing in your mouth.
What?
This is kind of like, she has a very UK female, because a lot of the UK girls, like if you play Lakeish 47, sounds like that, fam.
Yo, where? Why? Listen.
And it's the Jamaican. It's the Jamaican rap in it, fam. Because it's
them.
You're using words that the Yadis are using. So you're rapping still, but you're just influencing the Yadi culture with it. Because like how New York people would probably say, like the man them are, yo, the gal them would do, or whatever, the girl, the shorties, whatever Americans would use. I think that's why it just sounds so dope, because it's like, yeah, you...
Yeah, Toronto would definitely appreciate that.
You don't think that this would get appreciated beyond Toronto, though?
No, not yet.
I think that's what's like everybody else. It's one song. It's dope, but what else are you going to do, right? We got to see more than that.
She got Badgyal Freestyle that's on the Six Bus thing that we were talking about before.
That's the same song. Play it really quick. I think that's the same song. Let me see. It could be different.
Same song with a different title?
Jamaican...
People. So I'm just gonna be calling your mom just to let her know.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Oh, maybe this is a different
song. This is different.
Five five and I bite. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna act like you don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys only talk about the fuckery, aren't you? Shut up, man.
I don't even worry about them anymore. Let's see you guys repost. What's this one? Whoa. You love hip hop, so they're talking about the gallery.
Yeah. I know, right?
Grab we points like Mario, he bust bow like Fabio. Huh? Ain't no telling. She's trying to sniff around and figure out what I'm up to.
Yo, fam, this girl's bonkers to me, fam.
Yeah,
just, she didn't even say a bunch of bars, just her approach.
Her approach.
I'm like, yo, who's this?
Her approach is very dope. Like her energy, everything. We just got to see more from her. That's my whole thing. It's early. She's coming out with a 1-2 good song, dope songs. Let me see more from you, right? Let's see what she can do.
Yeah.
And that's no down to her or anything. Like, I just want to see more.
It sounds like she kicked open the door in the booth and just started rapping, fam. Like, I like that kind of energy, fam. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no bullshit, no talking all that.
What's her name? What's her IG name?
What is her IG name? Good question, Gucci. Let me find her again here. And Nemesis did the video for this one here. Did he? Okay, follow DVBL underscore M. Yeah, so double M. You know what I mean?
Not double L.
Yeah, man. Big up double M. You said you had another shout out before we continue? Oh,
just big up, is it Runway the Cat Rocker? The man was at New York Fashion Week.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he did his first, what do you call them, Runway, them fashion things? When you ride,
fashion
the,
show.
He was at a fashion show, but he actually got to walk the runway.
The catwalk.
Yeah, he got the
on
catwalk.
On the catwalk.
Yeah, hey, that song. Yeah, tell you about that fucking song there. But yeah, big up himself, because I know that's big, because he's a fashion guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's a really dope that a Toronto man's out there. I just like seeing, like, we're winning. I know it's not buzzing as much. Like, the city's not buzzing. But a lot of other artists or just people are just winning in other categories and other things in the city. So I'm liking that regardless. So
that's facts.
Big up yourself, Runway the Cat Walker.
Runway the Cat Walker. That name is crazy. And I forgot what he was formerly known as. But
what was his old name, man?
Yeah. Fuck,
I remember it after.
Yeah, man. One story that I want to get into before we get into our top six this week here. We were mentioning K-Money earlier and his birthday. But Casper, I reported on News from the Six that Casper, he's going to be coming home a month later than earlier planned. So he was supposed to be coming out this month right now, September, but he's going to be coming out in October, right? He dropped a message saying on his Instagram, saying like, don't worry, you know what I'm saying? Like, 1 month, that's soft. But like, even in the comments on the YouTube video that the News from the Six, he forwarded, fam.
Yeah, he commented in the comments.
Yeah,
in the video, sorry.
or is the account or whoever's handling the account, they're like, let me see if I can find a comment here. And I got a question for y'all based on this. I should have pinned that for real. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did. Let me do this here quick, fast. There it is. I did pin it.
Yeah.
Already did 3 years. A month ain't nothing. See y'all soon.
I feel him. Even though I'd be upset, I feel him. You're already in there. Like, you're already accustomed to, like, the life, what's going on and everything. Like, you're programmed when you're in there, fam. You have a schedule. You know you're going to wake up, do the same fucking shit every day. Maybe switch it up on the weekend.
Yeah.
So it's like a month, whatever, fam. It ain't that big of a deal.
Right. So my question to y'all now, right, because he's going to be part of the trend of people who've come home after, not a super long bid, but an extended bid. You know what I'm saying? What happens next? What is his next move?
Well, me, I'm a man that always has gone easy, but like, I know it's different as a rapper, right? You only have so much time to go on easy, and he's been, if I'm correct, going away for a minute now. So,
Before you even give me that answer, let me add some layers to it. He has his brother who has a 10 or fucking how many million song track. He has multiple millions on his tracks. He has coverage from YouTubers who have millions on their case.
Yeah.
So he's like way more high profile than a lot of the other people who have come home.
And Come Outside is on his channel, on Casper's.
On Casper's channel.
Now K-Money's channel. Right? K-Money made his own channel after.
Yeah. So now with all of that, what does he do when he comes home?
Well, first thing, like, I'm going to be real. First thing we got to get to is the mental health. What's your mental health, fam? Because you've been gone away for a long time. Like, real shit, you're going to come back to it. It's a different world, fam.
Yeah.
So what are you coming back to? Mentally, he's got to get himself in check. And I'm not cares. Like he's just got to make sure, like, everything's in check first. Like, he can go out and drop music and do all that shit to get hot. But it's like, you also have to come with the fuckery that comes with it, right? So do I want that bad attention, all the fuckery that comes with it? Yeah. Let me just cool for a minute. Or maybe just drop a track and just go on easy like Pengs and Tutu. Because I don't know why I'm key cutting out, but I haven't heard Pengs and Tutu since they dropped the track. They just dropped that track and they just kind of gone easy, right? So maybe do something like that and just wait till whenever, when your bro comes out, and then come out with him.
Yeah. It's probably your headphones because you're not cutting out on my side here.
Oh, okay.
What do you think, Gucci?
I think, like, fuck. How long was he in there for?
For 3 years. So 2018 till now.
I mean, yo, he knows he's hot, right? When he comes out, I know, like...
And hold, before... Remember, they also dropped tracks while they were gone.
Yeah. I think no one can... Like, how I feel about it, like, he's not going to chill for long. Like, he's going to... I think he's going to come home, chill for, like, a week or two, and before you know it, him has going to be in the studio, and he might drop a video because he's known for, like... That guy long time doing, you know, putting out work. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? So I feel like he kind of has that ego that's like, I ain't holding back still. I'm going to put that out. And like, for some reason, something is telling me he's going to turn up same way because the influence that's around him, the people, like, I feel like the people are going to check him. Like, he's more of that person. Like, he has the ego, like, yo, I'm that guy. Like, who forgot about you? I'm going to show you. Like, that ego. Like, you can't be at home knowing that you did what you did before and
pioneered a lot of this shit.
And then looking at it like, I got to chill. Hell no, I'm not chilling.
Now, to play devil's advocate, you're coming home to a parole officer. Me and Friday know what that's like. Your parole officer tells you, I don't want you doing music videos. You're not doing music videos.
No, it's a wrap, man. He's going to have to chill.
You have no choice but to chill. And I don't wish that on him, right? But because of his case, I can see them now and everything that's going on in the city. No, you got to chill for a bit. I want you to go get a job.
Let's hope not.
I want you to go get, like, that's the downfall of, when you get arrested and shit. Yeah. And especially when you go federal.
Mm-hmm.
Federal, you have to deal with the fucking coming out of being on a parole officer.
That's his job.
They ain't hearing that.
No, but
that's what Gucci is saying. That's the point
that I'd be bringing up to them. When it comes to, like, if you try to tell me I can't put out music,
because he gets money off
it. It's
that.
One thing if I'm like an underground rapper that nobody knew.
Yeah.
But people know me.
Yeah.
My streams.
That's the job.
And my Spotify and all that were helping me while I was inside. This is like substantial money. If I continue doing this, this is what's going to be able to fucking pay for my quality of living, even, and have a good quality of living, not just
regular,
you know, pay the bills. Or, not get by. I'm gonna be making real money. So you're gonna tell me I'm not allowed to go make real money? Like, were you gonna put me right back in the street?
They would. Because I know when I've came out and parole officer told me, no, I don't want you to work there because of so and so and so. But I'm like, that's not fair because I'm gonna get more money over there. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But because of circumstances, they're like, no, well, I don't want you to work over there because you know what, like the time frame from you to get to your house or so and so and so.
Yeah,
they'll get on you like that just to be assholes.
Well, I'll tell you, even from my own personal perspective, right, when I was going through my parole process and I spent a lot of time on parole, I was blessed to be able to have a lot of my time spent on the road on parole. You know what I'm saying? Because of the whole APR program and all that type of shit, right? But we ain't gonna get into all that. But one of the things that my conditions was I wasn't allowed to be around alcohol, places that sold alcohol, et cetera, et cetera. So bars and clubs and all that type of shit. So as like a rapper or even as a club host and all that type of shit, even though I guess I could say it now, I did it anyway. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was posting it on the gram. I was acting crazy. Wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the club hosting, me and DJ Law, I'm fucking posting that shit on the gram.
DJ Law.
Right? But, like, technically, I wasn't allowed to be doing that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, they didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Well, some don't, like, right? Some are not going to pre you so you're saying. Much, but there's ones that actually pre you. There's ones that come. They'll actually pull
also,
up
it was
to
a
your
way different time, too, fam. Yeah, like, Instagram wasn't as hot them times, fam. This is 2013 or whatever. Like, Instagram was a year old, fam.
But it's not even just that. Like, the parole officers, I don't know if your parole officer actually pulled up to your workplace and see that you're working. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they couldn't. But that's at different times. With me, they wanted to see, okay, when are you working? I'm gonna pull up to your job. Like, they want to see that you're there, da 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 da, come outside for like 5 minutes.
Wow.
Or 2 minutes, just come outside really quick. Like, that's what they're doing to me, fam. So it's like, it's different times, you know what I'm saying? And again, I don't wish this on no man, fam. Casper, I hope, K Money, any man, I hope they come out and they're able to actually put out music and have no stress, no bullshit. But like, I just hope that they just get a decent parole officer that thinks bigger than just, okay, well, I just want you working a 9-to-5. Nah, fam. I see that you guys actually are doing something from this music. Just don't be oppy, but keep doing your thing.
Like, listen, I'm the last guy who's going to be like anti 9-to-5 because I've realized even like, and like, you know, now that we're talking about parole and all that type of shit, even during parole, I realized the value of a 9-to-5.
Facts.
Right? I worked for a big fucking company at the time when I was doing my parole. And even when you're saying about the PO not coming, I remember he did come to see me. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
But he couldn't just walk through the office and shit like that. Like, I'd have to come downstairs and meet him in the car. But like, he'd pull up to the building. You know what I'm saying? And like, see me in my suited and booted. And you know what I mean? Like, okay, you're doing good for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to worry about you as much as the other parolees. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fam.
However, like, when it comes to like situations with these guys, if they get somebody who's sticky, fam, it's good. They'll try to make their life a living hell.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be anti 9-to-5 when it comes to a person like Casper or somebody, but like, imagine, and I'm not saying that he shouldn't, I'm not trying to speak for him, but like, you got mad views on YouTube or whatever. Now man's telling you go work at fucking wherever.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, fam, like, I'm, nigga, like, you can't see me over here right now. Not to say that I'm downing it, but like, nah, fam, like, to keep my rap shit going, you can't see me working at the fucking call center.
Nah, you can't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I need to be in the studio, fam.
You're not. Yeah. Hopefully he doesn't have to go through that. Like, I'm praying for all the anybody in general. I hope that, like, cause dealing with that, fam, like, I've known niggas that will pull their parole, fam.
I'd be so pissed. Like,
I know niggas that were just like, you know what, let me just deal with it. I'll just go sit until my time's up, fam, because I don't want to deal with you. Fam, like, they're dicks, fam. Like, they're assholes, bro. So I know
people are just like, yo, fuck, I don't parole deal
maybe
with
parole
people.
Is a little bit different. I know niggas will probably pull their bail, maybe.
Yeah,
no, but parole is the same shit. The rope squad will come for you, fam.
No rope, that's different. Yo, I'm saying niggas will pull their bail and go back to jail. Like, I know niggas that would be like, you know what, fuck, life is too fucked up, let me just go in jail right now and just go sit.
Yeah.
Parole is a little bit different. Like, I don't know niggas that will actually be like, they're on day parole, I guess, and be like, you know what, I'm in a halfway house and shit like this, and my PO's fucking with me, so let me just go pull my parole and just go sit and go back to jail.
Dirty piss test. Just smoke it. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They come, do piss test.
What about appeal?
Appeal?
Yeah, man. Like, That's, for example, I was talking to my boy, and he's like, yo, I have like about like 14 years left, but unless if I get appeal, then I might be blessed.
Yeah, so the appeal is different. Like, that's when you fight whatever your charge is or whatever, right? But appeals are hard to fucking get, especially when you get charged. Mm. If you already got charged with something and convicted, when you get convicted with something, it's hard to get an appeal. Because appeal, you're pretty much reopening your fucking investigation.
And that's a lot of work, yo. But yeah, man, salute to Casper. You know what I'm saying? He's you know, a safe return back into society. You know what I mean? And let's say, like they say over at the parole board, let's hope that he doesn't recidivize. You know what I mean? You
know, I don't remember none of that shit.
The recidivism rate is super high. Or he has a very high rate of recidivism. So let's make sure that you keep our eye on him.
Was that parole school or the class that you go into before you come out?
No, it's just I remember the terms that they use when they're throwing at you, right? Recidivism is basically the chances of you getting into trouble and going back in.
I just remember they had the class, fam. Like, you could go to the class that would explain to you, oh, this is the parole and this is what you have to deal with and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, fuck.
Shout out to Casper because, you know, I still have that track in my head. Freeze.
Burberry fucking, all the tracks. Your man had. Okay, one more thing before we get out. This nigga's catalog was crazy. Like, when I watched the, like, cause he, since he's been, they've been gone, there's been breakdown videos on these niggas, bro. So you're like, yo, for real.
Yo, could you play Freeze and just. Yo, honestly, yo, Casper, he made a big impact for the city, like, you know what I mean? For the underground rappers that need to come up, you feel me? Like, honestly, I have to give it to him. It became money. Free Up is a must, man. You know what I'm trying to say? He's gonna be back home. Let's see what happens. This is what's next, baby.
This track right here, 4,513,650.
That ain't regular. Like, superstars
that's
are.
That's streams, bro. That's not views.
Superstars are sitting on that too.
Freeze. All I ever wanted was to freeze. Cocaine is around me, heart.
Hold on. What's it that?
All this ice dripping when I made a freeze.
Go, Rick, sit my old ass down.
Watch the reaction video coming soon.
It's younger.
Yo, this old guy is all dancing like a fucking frog.
Why,
bro? Anyhow.
Give
them
too much
energy. There you go. There's some more ammo for you. Let's get to the top six.
Why?
Top six music videos in Canada this week. You know what I'm saying? Picked by the people this time. Back to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the people.
Common Gang Strong.
I knew. Remember how back in the day when I first started coming on the show, everybody was asking me, yo, you gotta get me on the show. I can't get you on the countdown either now. No. Niggas is asking me, yo, can you put my song on? Your song didn't have 500 views yet, but sorry, I can't put it on.
Just. You know what? Let me do a couple of quick
spam that shit.
Checks before I even get into the top six to make sure some of these other videos might have got on. You know what I'm saying? Because even like to be a little bit transparent with the audience, like there's a list of under 500 that gets collected to make sure like, okay, well, if these songs get over 500, at least they'll get on the honorable mentions. You know what I'm saying? Because we're like making sure that like we give every opportunity to the artist to at least get on the list so that when we're announcing it, you get your shine at least. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you can get it, fam. You know what I'm saying?
I remember back in the day when we were doing that, I was saying 1,000. But yeah, you guys were being safe and being 500.
500 is the least to ask for to even, like, for a week of having a music video out. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, man, Picked by the People, Common Gang Strong. We got a healthy six right now and a lot of fucking dope music on this list. You know what I'm saying? Or some cool music and some dope music. So let's get into it. Number six, Hawaii Mighty, Tesla.
Me always wanna ride in a Tesla. I'm driving a Tesla.
Yo, and Sluta, she's We Love Hip Hop alumni. You know?
Oh yes.
For the people who didn't know,
what's crazy? The 6, 5, and 4 are all alumni.
Oh, right. Yeah, man. This right here, fucking very Well done music video.
I like the Mario things that she beat up at the beginning of the music video, the Tesla in the music video. There's a lot going on in this music video.
I think she might be endorsed by Tesla.
A lot, eh? And the little OVO cutout suit.
She needs to have the umbrella drip.
What umbrella? Tory Lane's umbrella?
Yeah.
Oh. Why she rocks with Tory them? Or is she from, because she's from Saga?
No, she's from B-Town.
B-Town, sorry.
Yeah, you're level right, up. You're right, level you're up. Right, you're right. Look at this shit.
This is some anime. This is some Black Lightning shit. I see you, Havaya Mighty Black Lightning. I see what you got going on there, girl. I like that. You know, Gutsy like his little comic books thing there in the Mario. I like this video. This video is dope. It's fun. It's energy. Like, I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
And the song's dope, too.
She's a lyricist, too. Watch this. I don't even fuck with you. You for me to rest up. But I got a lot to do across town. I'ma ride it in a Tesla. Electric cars, now I gotta maintain. I feel them rhymes, there's a lot on my brain. Free the mind and they call me insane. I feel alive, but I'm not on cocaine. Jeez. Yeah, she does like three things. She'll fucking spit. She'll start singing. She does a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this video is like on some next level. I'm just
yeah.
A lot of the videos, by the way, at this countdown. The videos the videos are definitely stepped up.
Yeah. But also, just to let y'all know, and not to take anything away from the creativity of this video, it is factor. I seen that at the end. You know what I'm saying? So that's also something to let y'all know. Like, factor's available to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Which camera am I looking at? This one or this one here?
This one.
Factor's available to y'all. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to be, you know, getting into like different government grants and stuff where like you can get your music videos done.
Yeah.
She's taking advantage of the program like y'all should be doing too. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, because then you can get videos that look like this, fam.
There's a question I want to ask, but I think I'll probably save it to after because I think it will get too in-depth, but I'll save it for after.
She had bare views too. Oh,
yeah.
Almost 200K?
Yeah, man. Since September 9th.
September 9th? Mm-hmm. Hold on. It's September 15th?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's like, man, 5 days.
Well, remember, she's won a Polaris Award. She performed at the Junos this year. She's out there.
Yo, but nah, she could spit, though. Yeah. I'm going to give it, like, this video's fire. She has bars. She could sing. Like, she's hot. Like, she's, yo, fam.
Holy, look at that Dewey, fam.
Like, yeah, that's a crazy Dewey.
She's
yo, Hawaii, you got to send me that link. I need that Dewey.
Look at this Tesla that she just jumped into.
No, look at the Dewey she was in. Fuck the Tesla. We went and look at that dude. The Dewey was down to her body.
See, all this stuff, like, trust me, fam. Y'all could take advantage of these types of resources that Canada has for you, too. You know what I'm saying?
These videos are, like, it's crazy.
This is like big budget shit, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like this is like, you know, Quavo, any of these motherfuckers can get this type of video. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, salute to her, but also salute to her for being able to take, and her team taking advantage of the different program that we have out here that can give you a fire video like this, fam.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just to stay on it a little longer, like, in between the time, because it takes time to get these things, right? To get the grant cleared and all that, or to even see if you get it. Don't stop shooting music videos.
Yeah. Still work.
And then when you get the grant, and then you can get the 30 grand or whatever that it costs to fucking, I think they do 25 to 30 grand for one of these music videos.
For the music video?
Yeah. This is what they used to do back in the day, fam. I don't know about now.
You're talking about
Video Fact. Right? They used to give you 30 grand for a music video back in the day.
Yeah, fam.
Like, they will give you the cash and they say go get the video, man, or they go they,
like, you gotta fucking show them that you're
using the money for whatever, right?
Yeah,
and they give you the money to do the music video.
I'm just saying, like, Black people know how to finesse. Like, yeah,
I'm sure there's been a lot of finessing.
Like, my boy, get your camera.
It's funny he says that, because back in the day, those videos would have peer people in them too.
Yeah.
They're probably telling people, yeah, I paid this and that person for this and I'm not paying. Like, you want to be an extra in the music video? Because Toronto man back in the day, extra in the music video, I'm there.
I'm there. For the free us,
man. You're pocketing like half of that.
Yeah, man. And people know there's always a finesse going on when it comes to these programs. You know what I'm saying? Salute to Raekwon. But let's get to number 5 on the list here. Number 5, also We Love Hip Hop alumni. Jazz Cartier featuring Kyle Rock the Boat.
That's a sticky phrase right there. Rock the Boat. Yeah, the Kyle's the American you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big feature.
Man has like, what were we saying that he had a TV show or something?
He had a
like
movie. He had a Netflix movie or something. Like
he's
a
on big Netflix.
He had a big that Netflix big. Movie. Really? If it wasn't a big Netflix movie, it was just a big movie that was on Netflix that
mm-hmm.
I seen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he had a big Kyle, and he's a rapper too. Like he does.
And Gutsy knows about the show, so
yeah. That's a good look for Jazz. You know what I'm saying? That's a good look.
Gutflix.
Jazz Carter.
Gutflix. Be my little Peter. You go on a man in your life, not a man for the night, but a man for the night. It's me, bitch. Don't get wet and hop up on the stick and say you see. Jazz is another lyrical guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to say he's in the Hawaii Mighty bag. He's in that little bag there where they're not talking about ops and shit. They're going to give you good songs, good music videos, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dope lyrics. I like this song. I'm never going to diss my Beijing brethren anyway, so I'm biased. So.
Yeah.
Beijing guy.
Beijing.
And another well shot video.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful women in it. I like how he had the dark skin too. Yeah. Not just the beautiful light skin and Spanish things. They made sure they gave the dark skinned girls some good roles. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
There you go.
Yo, Jazz, do that light skin thing, just DMV and Senat.
I think they're LA things, fam. We just gotta stop calling them things. Holy.
Why? That's what they are.
We're so trash. Well, yeah, man. Salute to Jazz Cartier. Big fucking tune, too, man. Like, I like the way these guys put it together. You know what I'm saying? And I can't get over the video production. Like, I'm really proud of the video production on these first three videos that we're reviewing right now, yo. You know what I'm saying? But let's get to number five. Also, We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Jeez.
Pyrex, Silence is Golden.
Another back to back. I like that. Rock the Boat and now Silence is Golden.
I know, it's like a theme.
Yeah, like these phrases are very, very key.
Another well shot video.
Shanti right there. Oh my God. I keep seeing her in all these guys' music video. Yo, Pyrex, Moolah, forward. Sent her. I had her on my old Insta account. You
know, somebody told me something. Cool Your Jets, fam. old school for you. Cool Your Jets, bro. Jets,
but yeah, another dope video too, fam. I like the way this video was shot. I like this song. Pyrex always does his thing. He's in more the melodic bag, I guess you would call it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But like this song. I really fuck with this song more than even the video. I really like this song, bro.
Yeah. Pyrex don't age either, yo. Holy.
I know, right? Pyrex is. No, let me not do that for Pyrex.
Run the tune.
Hey. I play my cards wise. I come from the wild.
Jeez.
He always does this thing, man. Like, I want to say he's underrated.
He is.
Like, because he just, I don't know, man. He's one of those people, like, I feel like he's more the voice of the streets. His music to me is like the voice of the streets. Anything, like, even when he does Gang Code Drill,
big.
Like, all these songs that he does, it just feels like it's just for the streets. Even if you don't like it, you might be like on the other side, like, nah, fuck that guy. And then be like, nah, I can't even lie. No, Pyrex goes hard. I can't lie. Like, he has tunes, fam. Like, his music is just.
It couldn't compete with Novocaine, bruh. And then
this nigga's so mixy.
It can. Let's be real. It can, but I think there's levels. Presto's just on a different level where he has just an audience. Like, the people just fuck with Presto. There's something about all those guys up top where it's just, it's different. It hits different. But. The music, you can't deny that Pyrex's music is just on a different level than anybody in the city.
Yeah. He does like music where like it goes beyond hip hop, right?
Yes, fam.
You can call him a rapper because he can rap too.
Yeah.
But like when he gets into like this, like even like his first tune, not his first tune, but the first one that like was like one of the bigger tunes that people started recognizing him for, like back when he was doing the thing with the remix and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he first started singing, people were like, oh, there's a next level.
The one we had 40 and all them in the music video. I remember that one.
Yeah. People were like, oh, it was like an eye opener to like where you can really take this music shit. You know what I'm saying? Bro. And I think a lot of the times, like, people don't credit him for pioneering a lot more Toronto rapper singing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, too, you got to know, I just think that people just don't know what to do with him. No, I'm going to be real. Presser, you know what to do with him, fam. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go shoot this guy out there, put him on the mark. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Presser's like an American artist where you can like put him there. Whereas Pyrex, he's not like that, fam. You can't just throw Pyrex to the wolves and think he's going to work. You really have to like put like, you know what I'm saying? You really have to put like a
right proper marketing,
marketing behind him or it's not going to work, fam.
Yeah. Well, salute to him on this track here, man.
Big tune, Pyrex.
Yeah, I mean, fucking big tune, dope fucking music video right there. You know what I'm saying?
Gucci mix.
Number four in the city. But number three, and we're in the top three right now. Spugs, Paid in Full.
Paid in Full us?
Yeah. And this is somebody like new to us.
I don't ever remember hearing this name before. You heard of this guy before?
No, I never heard
Spugs.
Of
Spugs.
Just give it a little
run. It's like a young boy. Why doesn't that look like neighborhood? Yeah,
shut up. Hold on, racks.
Hey.
Good.
That's that Toronto song right there.
That's that club banger right there.
That's a club banger right there.
The way how he came. Hold on. Pull up.
But you gotta go back to the back right away. Let's go to the ATM right away.
We gotta hit up Paris.
I can't, fam. That's what I'm saying. Like,
hold on.
I have like 20 more ones left. Gucci didn't even throw one yet. Gucci just there in the corner with all of his ones. I'm like, god damn, I gotta go back to the ATM.
You gotta do a whole lot of hesitation, yo. But yeah, man. What y'all think of this video? It's like he's over in like, I don't know where the fuck they're at. They're in some field or some country somewhere.
Whoever they found was fucking sick. That, like, you can't even tell if that's in Toronto. Like, you can't tell where the hell that is.
Yeah, they found, like, some little structure to hang out in.
Yeah, this is a fucking... I mean, the visuals, it's simple but effective. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm really feeling like it's got, like, when they got to the... with the Manum shots, it's kind of blurry-ish. But like, he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? It could be his first song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's trying his thing.
Yeah. And Gooch, there's just one thing missing.
Definitely. You have to have a shawty in there,
Gotta bring
just one Nas bubbling. Hold on.
I don't know, man.
She's just bubbling in the video.
Yeah. At least, bro.
These guys may be friendly, okay? But I'm not sure. But it might be a little bit scary to go out into the country with a bunch of these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Just a one shot.
A bag of man. That's a bad cheating right there.
Whoa. I'm just saying, you might want to bring a friend with you, shorty.
Yeah.
But yeah, what else y'all think of this track?
Yeah, that you just said that, and I just realized why. They probably didn't want to invite a shot. They probably did in the
shot. It's like eight man. Like,
so who's going to be there? Oh, just me, Shotta, Biggs. 5'10" Chubbs,
Tallers,
Tall. Any girls are gonna be there? No. Just the cameraman and you know what I'm saying? I'll get back to you.
Not even seeing the message anymore. But yo, man, big salute to Spooks, man. We joke, we kid.
Yeah, big up yourself, Spooks.
Yeah, man. Number three on the list this week, Comment Gang Strong. And like I said, that's Clearstar Studios page. I pulled up on the Instagram. I said, oh shit, that's where all the votes are hiding. Eh?
Shout out Chris, man. Chris is doing a good job over there.
Yeah, man. Salute to you, Chris. Yeah. Not Chris Sky.
Not Chris Sky.
But number two, Jay Finesse. GTA. And I gotta pull this one up again because we literally just watched this
video of the week.
Jeez.
Oh, yo, yeah.
No Kizzy.
Let me see this again because, like,
man, this was the whole music video was GTA. The funniest.
Yeah.
The man did the, he pulled out the burner and just bloop the man. And then he said, hey.
Yes. This music video is my music video of the week.
All of our music video of the week.
How much did you pay the video, man? Because, like,
probably got out of the video fact.
He looked
no.
like
no,
no.
It would have said it in the end.
No,
directed by.
He had to take like hours to edit this, like a whole 2 weeks.
No, but you know what? It doesn't look like they spent a lot of money in the production. Actually, that's like there's a drone for that, right?
Yeah.
But like the shots itself.
There's so much shit.
There's a lot going on.
Def was the reporter,
man. Def was the reporter for real.
I never seen a video like this, bro.
Let's play a little bit so the people in the listening
audience. I never seen a video like this, bro. This is super much.
And he got the shorties.
Don't watch. Put that burner. Give me that.
Takes the
Wow. He shot it. Oh.
And then he did. Yo, this is bad. Sorry.
It is crazy.
Watch this.
Yeah, mad things are happening in this video.
There's too much shit going on.
Yeah, there might be a bigger budget than I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No, because I'm thinking like the shots, like it's not about the production, it's the post-production, right?
Yeah, the post-production is more the issue.
But there's a lot of stuff that's going on in the production part of it too. Like the car chases.
That shot's kind of dope too.
Yeah.
And the girls are shaking her.
Yeah, the rental.
The dog is a rental because I know they don't have that.
That's man got a Dalmatian.
That's not their dog, fam. You know.
Jesus Christ.
Don't lie. That's not your dog, fam.
Yeah.
DJ finessed it, bro.
That's that dog.
A black person's not going to have that dog.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody's getting a Dalmatian, fam. That's strictly a white person.
Yeah.
That's strictly a white person.
Jay finessed that fucking Dalmatian.
The man
for you,
went on the speedboat. Bang! Why are you shooting the man?
He's shooting himself, fam. That was him.
But why is he shooting himself and the game's not done yet? Like, what's going on? There's a lot going on in this music.
Yeah, There's too much.
There's a lot going on. Yeah. Shit.
Well done, man.
Hey, yo.
To the listening audience, if you're listening out there, go watch Jay Finessed. Yeah. And ignore this to anybody else on this. Countdown, but go watch this Jay Finesse GTA music video.
Yeah, it's called
that. Go out of your way to watch.
There's not even 2 seconds the clip doesn't switch, man.
Yeah. it's like give you Tourette's, like, bro.
Yo, it's funny that Gucci said that because now I'm really counting. Like, I'm really counting in my head. 1, 2,
that's what
three,
I said, fam.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1.
It doesn't stop, bro.
This is a bare editing. Like, all right, let me switch. This go like this. How long did man stay on the editing for?
Listen, Jay Finesse, I don't even think you know how much you need to go big up that fucking editor.
Yeah.
And go give this man some more views, man. Like Gutsy was saying, go look him up on YouTube.
Yeah, go run him up, bro.
There's too much effort in this to not have the views, man.
Because again, that's the thing too. Like
effort.
The song.
No, it deserves it.
Because the song's all right. It's not the greatest song, right? But like if the guys that do the oppie shit, if they did a song like this, a video like this,
yeah.
I could totally be like, you know what, fuck, nigga, at least you put some fucking credit into the effort into the oppie shit, bro.
Yeah.
You're not just out there and there's, I'm gonna bang like this, I'm gonna shoot your friend and this.
Ten ski mask.
Bad. You know what I'm saying? That's like, a lot of work. Not a lot of video man's gonna like wanna, you know, put it so
he's not
work.
Editing anything after that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna take a vacation for the rest of the year, fam. You're not seeing.
I don't want to see his fucking laptop for another fucking 2 months, bro. At least. But big up to Jay Finesse on that. Number 2 in the country this week. And you know, we approve. We approve.
Yeah, we definitely approve. That video.
Everybody's song of the week.
Yeah, that video, man. Is just.
Music video.
Video for sure. Before we get to number 1, song of the week. Anybody found their song of the week yet?
I want to say Pyrex.
Pyrex?
Yeah.
How about you, Gooch?
Yo, honestly, yo. Yeah, Pyrex is just, you couldn't go past Pyrex. I'm not going to lie. His sound is just
and actually, I'm not going to lie. I there's a couple of them on the honorable mentions too, by the way.
I'm going to reserve mine. I'm going to take a listen again to number 1 because I feel like I have one. But I got to hear number 1 again to make sure because I really liked number 1. But
yeah, I like number 1 too.
The number 1 video in Canada this week. Where's my air horns?
One. Not 5, not 4, not 3, not 2. But clap, 1.
Bugs.
Bugs.
3-man weave. I'll pull it up on the screen right here.
He's balling, huh?
Yeah, he's balling. You know, 3-man weave. You know that.
Let's
Friday does not know that, right?
What? Another three man weave.
Oh, you know, what is it?
It's a fucking, it's a tactical play on the fucking basketball court, man. What the fuck? It's a.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. You want me to get technical about this shit?
Tactical play.
It's not designated to one team. Like, niggas use the three man weave sometimes.
But yo, going back to the music videos, like, again, another dope fucking music video, bro. Like, shot well, story behind it, like, super freaking dope.
Action flick.
I like Bugs, man, or Bugs. Like, I've been paying attention to his music. I did one or two reviews on him, and like, I'm feeling it, like, his music. Like, he's rapping, he's spitting, he's putting in energy.
Yeah.
His music videos are dope. Like, I'm rocking with this one still.
Let me get a little listen here.
I say, yeah.
It's a quick one. Whenever they call, calling on me, I'm making it all. Yeah. Fuck all the ops, yeah. That's Mr. Flock. Yeah. Fuck all the ops,
yeah. That's Mr. Flock. I'm with my brothers like a three man league. Let me hear some of the bars. City with my whip all clean, yeah. Back on my shit, where do I start? Hop in the whip, pushing the star, clocking the shit, playing my part. Way did I live? Hurting they hard, roaming the dogs, know that we fall. I think this might be my song of the week. Yeah. This might be my song of the week.
Yeah, he went in on this one too, man.
Yeah, not my video of the week, but song of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, clearing up traffic. Yeah, hope you didn't get no charges for that.
Nah, man. Oh, he got the Bentley too. Jesus Christ. Yeah, man, I like this video too. There's a lot going on in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the kid, I think it might be a reenactment of him, maybe? Possibly?
No, he was dealing with the kid at the beginning. He gave the kid something. And then the cop's trying to chase him down because he thinks something, didn't he?
I always wonder this, okay? And this is a sidetrack, no sidetrack. Who do you find in the crew to play the boy them in your video? How do you find that guy? Because it's been done multiple times. It's not something new.
I think it's if it's done the right way and somebody doesn't mind doing it. I think like a
how do you convince one of your crew members to be like the cop in your music in the music video? Like you, Gutsy, you start rapping. Who are you gonna get from your peoples to be the cop in the music video?
I can get somebody. Because I think man them look at that as like a job. Like yo, can I be funny? Can we, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's not playing a cop is not as bad as you think, fam.
Because people are watching the video like, yo, isn't that picky?
Yeah, but I think it's different if you ask a man to be like a rat or get beat up or something like that.
Yeah,
niggas
yeah.
more have a problem with doing that than being a cop because they're like, yo, the cop's most likely gonna arrest somebody or do something like that. You know what
I'm
saying?
Chase the guy in the video.
Yeah, so they're gonna be like that. But I think if you ask somebody, yo, if I'm gonna get beat up, yo, you gotta get the guy that got beat up or got shot or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the person that's more harder to ask.
You're the guy who gets tied up in the music
yo,
video.
Yo, why do I have to get all the bad things happen to me, fam?
Like, would you be the guy who gets tied up in the music video?
Depends on the music video. Like, depends on the story and everything. There has to be a story behind it.
If there's
a dope story and it's telling a dope story throughout the music video, I would do it. But if it's just like to tie me up and just have me there and you're boxing me up in my head, no. We're not doing that.
I know there's a few people who want to do that in real life.
Yes. Not happening, guys. Not even in real life.
Tie you up? Yeah, I wouldn't even want to make a gal tie me up, much less.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, cool, nah, cool, nah. Well, yo, let's get to these honorable mentions. Honorable mentions, Gutsy Guts. What you
honorable
got this
mentions
week?
Of the week. We got OKG Dello, Slime, Doovy, For the Bros, Hood Baby Peppa, POMB, LB Spiffy, Hood Baby Peppa, LD Bands, KZ Flexi, Super Bowl, Little Monty, Rapper, Gustavo Guapo, Slept On, Six Views Uncut Alumni, by the way, Don Flo, The Intro, Melodic Child, Killy Freestyle, 905 Ty, Moonwalk, Preem, Pause Play, J Profit, and Pilla B, Jet, Young Soldier, Ballin, Delgado, Vultures, NGN, CJ, My City, Flawless Gretzky.
Yeah,
Flawless Gretzky, Three White Boys,
MTL,
and MXXZY, Two Cups.
Yeah, man. Two Cups almost made it on the list, too. I seen people voting for that as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? One more thing I want to get into, and we're going to go into a little bit of a mixy zone, gentlemen. So fasten your seatbelts. Yeah. UK Drillers jump into Toronto beef. Lowski's comments. So this is via the Hood Six
Obviously. Shout out man like 06.
Yo, we might have to give this nigga a job for real.
Yeah. Give him a segment. Just pull up the set. Just when Smoke and Mirrors should just be called Hood 6.
The Hood 6. It's called the Hood 6, right?
The Hood 6 news.
So like, I seen this, and this is from 6 days ago, but it continued, right? So the first post was from 6 days ago. I'll do two of them. I'll put one on the screen so y'all can see it here, and I'll pull up another one here in front of me on the screen.
I seen this, but I wasn't really paying attention to it.
I was trying to not pay attention to it, but then we were coming in here today, and I was like, maybe just see what's going on and give our commentary on it without getting too mixy. So, okay, via the Hood 6, it says here, UK artist Loski dissing Houdini in comments. Does that get a pass or nah?
That definitely doesn't get a pass.
Obviously not, right? Now,
Hood 6, you're crazy for asking that fucking question.
Yeah, but it's a caption. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? So I guess there's a music video here from, I'm not even going to mention who the music video is from, okay? But it's a music video from a very popular Toronto artist, and Loski jumps in the comments here under, under Instagram saying, send him to who? Right, so then I guess that beef started to continue after that. Like, people started jumping in from the camp, getting at this Loski guy, and then they revealed something about him being a rat.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, it got super mixy, but I was like,
I didn't know all that happened.
I'm like, this is how I'm looking. I'm looking at it like this. All right, and for the people in the listening audience, like, I'm looking with one eye and just trying to not look away. What? What did they say? What did they say next? Right, because there was more and more kept on going, coming in. So here comes Bundog, right? Looks like Bundog responds back to Loski's dissing Houdini, right? And let me see what it says in the caption here. Lats homie, left to right, on the road after bear times. Bundog responds back. Okay, so let's see what it says here. Send him to Lats, right? So I guess that's one of Lats' homies. I mean, Loski's homies.
Yes, so.
All right, and then it continues here. Rapper Loski tells court drug dealers forced him to carry gun, right? And this is Bundog putting in his stories an article here from The Guardian. And The Guardian's a big fucking publication.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he's like, "Yo, you're trying to diss my mans and them, or my fallen homie here. You know, let's put out the rat stuff, right?
Yeah.
Story of Loski. So there's some audio to this. Ooh, we're getting super mixy. I'm sorry, guys."
Split line again. I was in the band though, making back money, splitting back profit with mommy. My ex said that she loved me, she's a bad bitch, I can't call her honey. Rolling around with a dotty, I tell him just take it down and crash back Brocky, you get dubby, your head back split line again. By the way,
you're supposed to be reading that.
Okay. There's so much mixing going on here, man.
We don't have to be. We don't have to.
Okay.
It, but it tells you what. Yeah. It just tells you the whole story of.
So Lats was a respected member of the. What's this word being covered? Of the HS, and was very good friends with his. Mizmermak?
Just people. Like,
holy.
These are guys that are in the rapper.
Yo, UK guys have different names. Let's continue here. Lathan Griffin, aka Lats, was riding in out in Brixton with another one of these guys' names here. All right, holy, it's like a movie. When he was spotted with 150 members in a car, he pulled up to the car.
That's what I'm saying, you don't even have to. You didn't even have to read it.
I want to though.
You didn't even have to read it, man. It's mad sticky, fam. I know that situation because I fuck with the UK guys heavy, fam.
So, okay, please put me on, fam, because I'm not so up on the UK guys as much, fam.
This is more like, it's more like gang related. That's why I just don't really want to talk about it. But let's just say, like, that situation, I didn't know that homie ride it. That's crazy. Like, I didn't even know all that shit. Well, it says it right there, fam, that their man said that the gang. Rapper Loski tells court drug dealers forced him to carry gun. This is probably a couple of years ago, right? I don't know if it says the years, but it'll probably be a few years ago. Not even
February 2020. What are we talking about? Oh, that's last year.
That's last year. So, fuck. That even...
And then there's another page of this shit. So UK versus Toronto beef part two. Looks like the dissing continues as more words exchanged between Pressa, YG, M24, and more.
So what, YG's home?
Yeah, no, probably somebody controlling his account. Or probably, you never know.
He is.
Lowski goes live and responds to him to the disses sent towards him. So let's hear some of the audio here.
Those are shit disses getting released yesterday.
Let's start it from the beginning.
Loads of shit.
I need popcorn for this shit.
Those are shit disses getting released yesterday. Some funny guys. There was a lot of shit spoken about today. Some funny behavior. Got a head for Kilo.
I'm sorry, these niggas, like, you know, that's all due respect, these niggas look super young, fam.
Because they probably are.
Yeah. Holy, there's a fucking bunch of paragraphs in here. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. But why did it start, fam? This is what I don't understand. Like, it's... Okay, so basically, Lowski decided to randomly diss Houdini, Pressa's boy that died. Okay, in really, or I guess it's supposed to say in reality. Okay, yeah, it does say that. In reality, he was just quoting a song lyric. It's like someone in America saying smoking on Tukey.
So pretty much that's explaining why it happened. So he might even
that's a
not
mod
even
thing.
So he probably didn't understand. This is the problem with
or
like
Tuka, my bad.
This is why like people don't understand why the art music is so powerful and why it can be so dangerous at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're saying shit that people probably don't even know because the line is a sticky line because you're saying sending to who? If you're from Toronto, you understand that.
You understand the line, yeah.
Somewhere else doesn't understand that and you're being totally fucking disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Not knowing that.
Yeah,
it's the same thing like attachments. A bunch of people in the States are singing attachments,
but they don't
not
realize
knowing how disrespectful the song
the
is.
Levity of the certain lyrics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like this is the it's problematic, fam.
Yeah.
Like, it's now spreading out not just to the city now. It's not just the city we have to worry about. It's outside of the city now is catching on to our culture. They're catching on to the music. They're liking these guys that are coming out. And now when these guys are seeing stuff, they might like the way they say it. They might think that's cool. Oh, yeah, we're going to say that. And they're not knowing that it's personally bothering people here. Mm-hmm. They might not know that. They might think, oh, whatever, it's Toronto. Nah, nigga, like, niggas are offended when you say shit.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't come on your side and say anything about us. You don't know what we're rocking over here.
Yeah, no, and it's true because, like, it goes back to even what they were saying, like, the reason they even started with the Tuka thing because I remember Young and May got into a bunch of issues because she did a freestyle on Flex.
Yeah.
And she was just saying it because she thought it was just a cool lyric. She even just used it in a lyric. She wasn't even in a comment.
Yeah.
She used it in her bars, not even realizing that, yo, the Chicago motherfuckers are going to be on your head.
Yeah.
And they were. She had to apologize.
There you go.
Remember that?
Yeah. Remember.
I actually forgot about that.
Yeah, she had to apologize. And she was spitting it like she just thought it was a bar that she was spitting on Flex. Niggas is like, no.
And remember, Toronto niggas don't really go at anybody in the States like that, right? Or anywhere in the world. It's not like we go out and say, oh, well, we're you know what I'm saying? Like, Toronto niggas are not like that. Even the niggas that do all that oppie shit, they're not out there really dissing anybody else.
Yeah.
So if you're coming out of your way for over there to come diss us, that's a problem.
Yeah. No, but you know what it does do? It's a double-edged sword at the same time because it's showing that our music is getting so much attention. And it's starting to spread so much that, you know, the culture is starting to get into other places like the UK where we were always saying that they're taking some of our sauce, right?
Yeah.
But like we know that they're listening to us now.
Yeah. I feel like we were taking some of their sauce.
Well, I agree
we
too.
Were taking their
I think
sauce.
It was a little bit of both.
UK drill
maybe
sauce?
Some more
we
of
were
us taken from them.
Still.
But that's a whole other issue. You know what I'm saying? And Common Gang, I'm sure you're ready to eat our back out for that.
Yeah.
But we like you. Let's get to a fucking break, man.
Yeah.
And salute to all parties involved. You know what I'm saying? Except for the homie, if that's what you're on. You know what I'm saying? But just stay safe out there, guys. Let's go to a break here. One of the people that we were speaking about earlier, Casper, you know what I mean, on his way home, I got the track roll loaded up already. Unless y'all want to hear another Casper tune. Any other Casper request?
Freeze?
No,
do
your tune. Do what tune you're
going to
play. What tune
are
you
going to
play?
I got Freeze. Oh, okay. Loaded up. You know what I'm saying? So Casper, featuring Top 5. Track is called Freeze.
Run it back, DJ.
Freeze.
Yeah, I think it went gold. That dance is
legendary.
So
when did this song come out?
2018? I think so.
Freeze. All I ever wanted was to freeze. Cocaine's around me, heart freeze. Hardest ice dripping wet, I made a freeze. Police tried to stop me, told me freeze. I just dashed, got a big stick on me. Want that shit, I take that shit, that nigga freeze. All this ice dripping wet, I make a freeze. Snapping pics of the kid, I had to freeze. Got this, said she loved me. I just told her breeze, she love gang sticks and cane.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
BCG.
I ain't trying to get
Yo, that's Top 5's best song. I don't care what nobody says. Yo,
that shit goes hard. That shit goes hard.
I don't care what nobody says. And you know French. Woo! Sorry.
Yo, if I heard that in the club, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a banger.
Like that's getting me up.
But yeah, man, let's get into our Smoke and Mirror segment right here. You know what I'm saying?
AKA News from Hood 6.
News from Hood 6. So I played that song in the beginning to get into the fact that Top 5 seems to be changing his style up. You know what I'm saying? He previewed a snippet of a new song. And I feel like we were talking about this behind the scenes. Like, if the man could, like, maybe start getting into, like, some songs for the Shotties and things like that, like, you know.
It's over.
Yeah. You know, he could start diversifying his content and shit like that. He can, you know, start seeing more ways in the industry. So I think he might have been listening. So, courtesy of the Hood 6.
He's always listening.
Right? Previews, Top 5 previews a snippet of upcoming song. And let's listen to a little bit of song here.
Okay. With my ops, you gon' die with them. I'll be in the woods with them watches, we gon' slide with them. Any other people drive bonds, I'd rather walk and get them. Free nigga FB, at the time. Real. Baby, come and smoke cards with the man down. If he ever, if you ain't with my ops.
So, okay. I always try to, I try to be objective. You know?
Yes, it's oppy, but the gal them part is what I was talking about. I guess like these niggas just can't leave out the oppy shit out of it. But man. It's like, but the gal them, like at least he's doing songs where it's like he's talking to the gal them. So you're going to have to do a gal music video. You know what I'm saying? This is what we've been talking about when you're diversifying yourself.
Yeah, so what? He's gonna be going on a date in this music video, but yeah. Like, there's a bunch of steppas in the video watching his back and shit.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I see the direction. He's trying. You know what I'm saying? But like, just you gotta just leave out the part, that part. You know what I'm saying? I was saying earlier, and I think I put out the video just now before we started the episode.
I want to know if the Gallim are gonna build Chinese Kitty and the next thing seems to be fucking with him. So it seems like, who knows? He might fly down Chinese Kitty for the music video. Yeah, he has Chinese Kitty on a song. And which doll does he have on there?
I think Gucci? Cuban doll.
Cuban doll. That's the one that rocks with him. Cuban doll rocks with him.
She doesn't rock. I mean, like. they kicked off or something. They kicked off or supposedly or something like that. Like they're not following each other or nothing. Like Cuban Dog's falling.
Real
like,
shade room shit.
Yeah. Six. Cuban Dog's falling like keep six solid and six buzz, but not no more top five or something.
How do you know that?
Because I pre did stuff.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. Yo, it's Gucci.
Cuban Dog can catch it. She looks like one of those hood things. Hey.
She looks like one of the hood things.
Yeah, like the hood things though. Cause yo.
Question, sorry. Let me get sidebar. No sidebar. Because you just said that. And there's a question I want to ask. She looks like a hood thing.
Yeah.
You smashing a tomboy?
Am I smashing a tomboy?
Yeah.
Like, she has to be a, like, fam, like, I never smashed a tomboy before, so I can't really say, but, like, I'm, like, what do you, like, okay. What do you refer a tomboy, like, the, like,
she has
a
ball.
Because she's my cousin, I'll expose her on here. You, because, and she used to go to Martin. You know Tisa, that used to be in Martin?
Tisa?
Yeah, light skin, and she had two sisters.
I can't remember Tisa. Okay.
Well, too bad. Anyways. Well, she was a tomboy, but yeah. Like, yo, the man them used to love her off, fam. Mm-hmm. Like, pure mans would try and
get
at
her. Did she dress like a gal or
no, fam. She's dressing with hoodies. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a tom. She dressed up more hoodie than me and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, when you see her, so you she's one of the girls, like, when you see her in a dress, you'd be like, yo.
So you
weird.
Couldn't see no body or nothing, just face. Well,
no, you kind of did see a body because okay. She did have a little body on
her. Here's a perfect example of a tomboy, but not. The brat. The brat was a tomboy.
The brat could catch it, though.
But she ended up becoming like a lesbian fully. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the times with tomboys, and for just for the people who, to give them a little bit of like some context, and I don't know. I don't want to speak for the ladies, but I'm going to try. All right. So don't cancel me. I feel like tomboys are heterosexual women, right? They like guys, but like they do a lot of guy stuff. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes tomboys also become or are lesbians.
Yeah, yeah. You know they're mostly lesbian because
there are some who are, but then there are some who don't have no interest in licking no pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, look at how they have. It's different because how they have jukebox in fucking Power. But she's a little bit younger. But you see how they have her dressed up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe if she was a little bit, like, it's different because when they showed her older, she looked like a baddie, right? Yeah. But she was a dyke. Or, sorry, she was a tomboy.
But yo,
actually, no, it's different. She's a lesbian.
And tomboys turn into dyke, though? Like,
no, not all of them, fam. Not all tomboys and women who, you know, I guess tomboys, what they call them, right? Not all of them are lesbians.
I think that's the new, like, conversion dykes for them. Like, before it was like,
can we stay within the lines, please? We're a public platform with mad listeners and don't let the LGBT come to cancel us.
We're not trying to be disrespectful. So
let's use the proper words. You know what I'm saying? Lesbian, dyke, all them things. You know what I mean? I know they use those words, but let them use those words, please. So let's continue the conversation, gentlemen.
Tomboys only. We're just tomboys. About
tomboys. Okay, because like I said, there's some who are lesbians, but there's some who aren't. They just want they want a boyfriend.
No, like she has to be super, like a super baddie tomboy. To put it in that much, like
so you
it has
can see
to
the tits
be
through
like,
the shirt.
Yeah, like I have to see the things, fam. Like you can't just be, you know, baggy up, pants down, and not really. There's nothing going on. You feel me? Like
so, you're saying that you need to have a switch at least.
Yeah, no. You have to have a switch. You have to, you know what I mean? Because I'm
so
not
what if
gonna,
there's no body, but
I'm going to daps you and heal you up and everything. I'm not going to, like, look at you as a gal. You know what I'm trying to say? To smash. But if you have a ting, I'm going to daps you and still put my con in my eyes and say,
So what if the body is not proper, but the face is proper, though?
Huh?
What if the body is not, okay, I shouldn't say proper, but what if she doesn't have...
Which you like.
A body or breast? No, then I can't. Like,
but her face is like...
No, because I can't smash. I'm not smashing the face. I think about the body. Like, I'm more attractive. Like, for me to slap a ting, like, I'd rather slap a ting that has a body than a face. That's just me. Mm-hmm. I'd rather make out with a girl that has a pretty face than a body. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'll get more horny for a girl that has a body. So I want to smash you quick. But a gal that has a pretty face and ting, I want to take you out. Like, I'm more like, I want to take you. Then I'm not really looking to smash. I'll smash you next week.
You're so
but a
toxic.
Girl that the girl that has a body, I want to smash you right now. And then it's, I don't know, fam. I might get back to you. You know what I mean?
I'm going to take we out of we are so toxic. I'm going to put she's so toxic.
But yeah, I get, it was just, you know, five making songs. Maybe like, you know, the tomboys and the, you know, the, maybe the other community and just females in general will just rock with it.
I know. We got super sidetracked with the tomboy shit.
No, it was because he said something. I forgot what he said, but he said something that brought it up. The hood things.
Yeah.
Oh, the hood things. The hood things.
Yeah, Cuban doll look like a hood thing. Yeah, yeah, you know?
Yeah, but she don't look like a tomboy.
Yeah, like she doesn't look like a
tomboy. When you said hood thing, that's immediately what I thought. Oh, like, I'm just like tomboy.
The twisted brain of Betty Guts.
I like the fact, and big up to Five for taking off that fucking durag, my brother.
Why is he wearing all pink in this shit, man? What is this?
It's not all pink. It is the inner of the hat is pink. Because the outside
that's
the
what I'm saying. He's trying to switch up the style, fam. He's trying to soften it for the eyes.
Yo,
fam.
After drinks,
like, certified
lover.
Certified lover five.
Certified lover five.
Certified lover five.
That might have to be the title. Certified lover five. Oh, no.
And with that picture. With that picture of him.
Oh, no.
Smooth.
Okay, let's get on to the next story. Yeah.
Watch Five put out a Sade freestyle.
What? Oh, a Sade freestyle. Okay.
That'd be...
Oh, man.
Okay. And the nigga will find a way to diss his ops in the fucking song.
I want to get into something a little bit more serious. You know what I mean? Not to be a Debbie Downer, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's something based off of what happened like last week with the passing of Michael Williams. It's been popping up more, right? Michael Williams, he passed away to drug overdose and they found fentanyl in the drugs.
Who's Michael Williams?
He's the guy, his name Michael Williams?
Jesus.
From The Wire.
Yeah, Michael K. Williams.
Michael K. Williams. Yeah, my bad. I forgot to put the K in there. Michael K. Williams, right?
I'm like, who's Michael Williams?
It makes a difference when you put it. So Michael K. Williams, RIP, you know what I'm saying? Condolences to his family. But that was part of the reports that, like, from the autopsy that there was fentanyl in his drugs and da-da-da-da, right? This also happened with Mac Miller. It's happened with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a thing that's starting to happen in society where people are putting fentanyl in coke, you know, I guess there's Fenty that people just sell raw Fenty, right? But that's, you can see the fentanyl heads. Like I see them on Young and Wellesley and all.
Yeah.
Right. But they're putting Fenty in weed now, I'm hearing in the States like that. Mm-hmm. What's going on with that, fam?
Yeah, the hit's more harder. It gets you more high, like super, like, you know, and then when you get on that, remember most of them who tried the Fenty already, they didn't die off it like right away when they hit it. They probably tried it before and they got used
to it. It's the over amount or it's the carfentanil. That's what's fucking killing them. Mm. So if you put definitely if you're putting the carfentanil in there, you're killing them. Like you gotta put, I don't know how it works, but I've heard a lot in jail. But I know like the carfentanil is that's the no-no. But even the other fentanyl, I'm hearing that if you put like a certain too much of it, you're going to kill somebody. It's funny that they said that because I'm watching friggin' Power again.
Right.
Kanan did the same shit. Yeah, like Kanan put in too much of something.
Too much.
And they had the buckets them like they felt it.
They're going mad.
But they died.
Yeah.
So
let me read up what fentanyl actually is, right? So fentanyl is also spelled fentanyl, is a powerful opioid used as a pain medication and together with other medications or anesthesias. It is also used as a recreational drug, sometimes mixed with heroin, methamphetamines, or cocaine, and is potentially deadly. Overdose effects can be neutralized by naloxone. So,
yeah.
But why is it like? Is it because it's cheaper for the cut?
Because like why
are people putting the fentanyl in there? I think it's because of the high, fam.
No, they're putting it because it's addictive, bro. Like you want to make something that like
gonna bring people back,
bring people calling your phone 24/7.
That's crazy, fam.
So I think it's because of the high, fam. Like I'm hearing again from being in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I've known people that were selling it in there and they're telling you like I've never seen anybody be like that. Like I've never seen anybody be on that and they're just like it's bigger than heroin. It's just like that. Like when you know, when the new thing comes along and it's like they said, yo, when crack came along, yeah, when heroin came along, this is it. When fentanyl came along, and it's the same thing like those things. Like mm-hmm. when these things came along, too much of it were you're overdosing, you're going to kill yourself, right?
Yeah. So
it's a problem. It's a, what do you call it? A epidemic or whatever that's going on with mm-hmm. it. Like, it's just crazy that like a lot of people are hooked to it. And it's just sad that because like, I know people have problems, drug addictions, whatever, right? But like you being a drug addict maybe 10 years ago and now like you're still doing it, and then to get this now, it could potentially, any of it could kill you, but this like is on the high levels of just killing you.
Didn't DMX use some of the Fenty too? With his weed?
Probably.
A lot of people mix a lot of things with their weed too, like dope or whatever the case, and smoking, to get higher.
But that's on purpose. That's the customer taking their weed and then going buying another substance from something else, or maybe from the same person, and then putting it together themselves.
Yeah, it's true.
But when you just go buy weed now, let's say any fucking weed customer, right? Mm-hmm. And you buy it off the black market, and all of a sudden it might be Fenty in your weed. Wagwan,
fam. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, but you're saying you're buying it without knowing that it's Fenty. Yeah,
yeah, exactly, yeah. Fam.
Well, with the weed, that's crazy. But I think with the cocaine and stuff like that, fam, I think like at this point in time, I think people like are expecting it. Yeah, like I think people are expecting like the fact that, yo, when they're getting cocaine or something like that, it might have a little bit of Fenty in it, fam.
They don't want it in it. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you, just, you know, just to get a little bit transparent, right? From back in my times, fucking in the statute, past the statute of limitations, okay? Because I was a yayo dealer for a long time, a coke dealer, right? Yeah. And the customer would be like, yo, is there any fentanyl in this? Because I want to make sure that there's no fentanyl in this, because one of my friends died the other day from fucking having fentanyl in there. Or, you know, I heard about some, like, they're very adamant about making sure that it's not in there.
Yeah. But that's probably a certain level of a customer that you're dealing with.
Fam,
there's levels of customers that you know that the lower level of customers are going to want the Fenty, fam. There's those guys that just want that certain hit, that they want to go to a different level, fam. There's levels, fam. Some people just want to get high, and they get, like, we're getting deep, but like people that get, like some people that do cocaine probably get on the high level that we get off of weed.
Fam, they treat it like how we treat grabba.
Yes.
We need the grabba. I can't exactly. smoke without, like, grabba.
So
they can't, that's it.
Yeah, like, they grabba. Can't function that's without the coke.
Yeah.
So now that's some people just want that little extra kick, which the fentanyl provides. Not everybody is going to want it, because certain people have a different kind of lifestyle. But there are the people that call them the buck tees and stuff like that, that are constantly on it. They want that kick. Yeah, but
those people are also fentanyl heads too. There's people who are fentanyl heads, right?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Right? When I'm talking about like a coke customer, and like, I don't want to get super fucking transparent, but like the average coke customer is a middle to upper class person who's taking that type of shit, right? Working class, a lot of weekend warriors and stuff.
Doctors, all them people there.
Those are the type of people who actually don't want it, and they're putting it in there unbeknownst to them, and that's why they're dying.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I hear what you're saying with those ones, like with the cases where the people just don't know.
They're like, oh my God, there was fentanyl in here, and then boom, the person died. And that's happening with a lot of these stars. That's, you know, the Mac Millers, Michael K. Williams, all these people, they're doing the coke hoping that it's, or, you know, thinking that it's only coke, and then because there's fentanyl and the dealer put too much in there, they end up dying. And then what ends up happening is now they're chasing the dealers
and trying to arrest them for it. Now, one thing too,
I think it's cap. I feel like it's the news covering it up and making
that
them look
too
good.
Fam, that's exactly what I was gonna say, because these guys are big stars, fam.
Yeah, I feel like it's cap.
You, like, it's different from me and you or somebody trying to get something. You're a big star or something like that. If you're getting certain kind of drugs, fam, I think you know who and where to get your drugs from, fam.
Yeah.
Like, there's levels. And no disrespect.
And that's part of the argument too that people
are
saying.
Again, it's no disrespect to Michael K. Williams, which I know his story a little bit better than I know Mac Miller's. Michael K. Williams had drug issues.
Yeah.
So like with him, it's just like, I feel like he kind of knew, or he probably just had like a people have like relapses, and they just have those moments where it's just like, fuck, bro.
Fam, you know when something hits harder, bro.
I'm not saying none of us took,
but we know, like, there's something, like, sometimes when you get that super here, like, holy fuck.
But it's, it goes back to your
mental. There's something different about this.
But it's the mental too. It's somebody like him that's on a positive level and that's going up, but he might not be able, yo, he just did a role and the movie didn't work or something didn't work out. I went through it right before my birthday. Shit didn't work out the weekend and I went on a total fuck everything, bro.
Yeah.
And like when you get to that point, it's just like, whatever, bro. And he might have just had one of those nights where it was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go off.
But I still don't believe that when guys are like, no, let me go get their Coke or whatever he was doing, right? Give me the Fenty one or give me the one that has Fenty in it. Like, I don't think they know. They go ham. They might be like, give me the better stash, but they don't know that the better stash actually has fentanyl in it.
Yeah, well.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why people end up dying, that, fam.
Yeah, right? Don't get me wrong.
If they knew that there was fentanyl in it, like if the dealer told them ahead of time, then they wouldn't be doing this new thing now that where they're chasing the dealers. Because I feel like they're making it where like the dealer, if it was just the coke that the person died off of,
it wouldn't be a big deal.
It wouldn't be a big deal. But because there was fentanyl in it, now it's becoming a big deal. And that's why even we're having this conversation, right? Because fuck, this drug's been around forever. And fentanyl is like a prescription drug, technically, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like even I'm looking at an article here via the National Institution of Drug Abuse, right? It says fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid that is similar to morphine, but is 50 to 100 times more potent.
Yeah, I actually knew a person that lived on my floor in my building that was getting fentanyl. This, you know, from the pharmacy and stuff.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm trying to say? Because and not to interrupt you, Gooch, it says it was a prescription. It is a prescription drug that is also used, made illegally. Like morphine, it is a medicine that is typically used to treat patients with severe pain.
Yeah.
Especially after surgery.
Yeah, because she couldn't get out of the bed properly. So she had to use the patch one, you know? She had to use the patch one and put on her thing. I know all about that, but you know, back in the days, Gucci. But yeah, fucking, yeah, like, yo, I was just like, holy fam. Like, this shit is crazy, bro. Yeah. Like, you know, but now, like, it's crazy because a lot of people is using it more and more now, like, these days. Like, and there's a lot of young teenage, like, a lot of kids, they're providing it and like they don't care
with that too. They don't even, going back to what Friday's saying, you don't even know that where you're getting it from has it in it. So you might be getting coke, weed, going back to the whole problem.
The weed,
you're
getting fam, this shit. Even getting quit.
You know what I'm saying? You could just be a regular drug dealer and you're getting weed that has fentanyl in it because somebody just decided to do something and spray it up or crush it up, whatever. Yeah. And
now they're chasing your ass because one of your customers died. And you're like, I didn't even know there was that in there, fam. I just bought my stash. That
becomes more of the problem, which I hear what you're saying. Because don't get me wrong, I get back to the point of there's people just planting more fentanyl in the drugs, making these overdoses happen.
Yeah.
So I think that is like, that's more the issue more than like, it is like a common thing now. Because we're so used to it now. Like I'm hearing it now. Yeah. You hear about it now. Mm. It's so common. I think more the issue what you're seeing is the people that are actually putting it in and not telling people and spreading it out there. That is a fuckery thing. Still,
yeah.
Like, but the kids don't care now. Yo, fam.
And the access is growing to it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, that's normal. Like,
Yeah,
1-2, I know, dropped out. Soft. That's how they talk.
Yeah. But so, you know, I just wanted to bring that up. Like, I know we don't usually get super serious on the show and stuff, but like, there's serious things that are going on out there. And like, I know a lot of people who fucking fuck with us are from the streets and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to even watch not even what you're using, what you're getting from your plug.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because your plug might fuck you over and give you the Fenty pack. and you thought you were just getting the good bling of some nice yayo or some a nice fucking, you know, rock pack.
You're laughing, Gucci, but no, it's a real shit.
Yeah.
Imagine you're trying to just come up and you know what I'm saying? You're just, all right, I'm going to do a little thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go like, buy a fucking QP or not a QP.
Real shit.
A Cuban.
I just made a little bit of money. Somebody convinced me to do some fuckery, whatever. I need some extra money. You're not even thinking, okay, I'm going to do this for like a week or month. And you sell to one fucking person and they get an overdose, my nigga. That fucks your whole... It's bad enough you're already selling. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're taking chances. Crazy, you're doing something illegal, but then now all of a sudden somebody dies because like, and you didn't mix the stash. You just bought it from the man. You know what I'm saying? And your first chop, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Things are going to be in here. Like, oh, you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
We'll get off of it since, you know, because we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But be aware of it for the people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, change your number.
Gucci. Gang. Last thing I got here.
You know what's best?
Our mod thing of the week.
Oh, boy.
So a couple tries to take a chain while a man is being detained or arrested.
I see that.
Okay. Yo, I seen it and I was like, Friday's gonna make this the mod thing of the week.
It was another look and try to ignore it because I seen it a few times.
Like, Ashanti started it first and then by his her boyfriend.
So what I was seeing at first, I seen Bonnie and Clyde couples goals. I seen it on Michael Rapaport's page, a bunch of different people's pages.
Waste management.
Right? And I was trying to I was doing another one of those. And for the audience again, I'm covering one eye, like I'm looking but looking away. And then I finally seen that. I watched the video and I'm like, this is what these people are doing.
This is broke behavior, man. For
look at this nigga.
Hey, leave this shit alone.
Oh my god.
And he stayed there too. Like
move away, bro.
Yo, this actually cheesed me stuff. I'm like, when I seen it, I got pissed. I'm just like, yo, first of all, why are you, yo, the man stood there like he wanted to continue to take the chain.
Like, give me one more chance.
All right,
like,
hold on, guys. We need context.
Yes.
What happened before all this, though?
What do you mean?
Why the man's getting arrested, and now they're trying to pull off the man's chain. We don't know what happened before. He probably disrespected homie, the girl. I tried to pop off homie's chain.
You're right.
Maybe he's wearing his chain.
Homie didn't look like he had a chain on, though.
Because he probably popped his chain.
Maybe he took his chain and put it on, and now he got arrested.
Or
he's like, I want my chain
back. I feel like the man probably popped homie's chain.
For giving him the benefit
of the
doubt.
And he was just like, all right, well, now I'm going to pop your shit.
I ain't buying for that. You know what I mean?
So why is homie on the ground getting arrested?
I don't know, but it could be any violation thing, but that is an idiot. We're not creeping up in China. My mean, if you try to pop my chain, my Shakti's not trying to creep up and try to take your chain off sneakily. That just looks like
underneath the cop's knee.
That's kind of sneaky. Look at this.
Okay, I'm gonna run.
They look sneaky, fam. I just came out of the blue and I just wanted this.
She tried.
Okay. That was sneaky.
Yeah.
This was not sneaky.
And he tried to
open the clasp. What a sick man. Holy.
He looked like he had a problem with him, though. Determined.
Yeah. Like, give me my shit, nigga. Look at him. Look at him. He's pulling on his neck, fam. Like, give me my chain, bro.
The man pulled so hard, fam. Like.
He wanted to bust it.
That's why the cop noticed, because I guess he felt the guy move.
Yeah, like
that's what I'm seeing. That was because
man was pulling off his chain.
The man was trying to pull off the man's head. Yo, run it back one more time. Because the girl was sneaky. The girl, I'm not gonna lie. That was sneaky. The girl was sneaky.
She's like,
Where's the mouse here? Run it back. Yeah.
That was sneaky.
Let me run it back with some volume.
The man stayed there like, yo, fam.
Refresh!
But yo, you
we need context. We need context, bro.
Give me taping.
Hey, leave this shit alone!
Okay, you see that? Who's yelling that?
Him.
The guy standing up or the guy lying down?
My boy that's arrested. Get your hands off me, nigga. I'll hurt you.
No, my boy laying down said, I'll fucking hurt you.
That's okay. What I said.
Okay.
I didn't want
okay.
to put the F part in there. Oh. But
okay, yeah. So, okay. He's mad at
homie that tried to yank his chain.
So the dude that's trying to yank his chain doesn't seem like he has like a super problem with it. Or he'd be like, yo, fuck you, nigga. That's my chain.
No. He just looked like he's
could
on some.
Could be drunk too.
He just looked like he just saw something like. To pee. I don't know,
bro.
Yeah, fam. He looked like a zombie, fam. Like.
Yo, that's the sickest come up that you could try to have. Yo, he's under a cop's knee. Let me see if I can come up on a chain right now.
But it's just a chain, though. Yo,
that's a...
You could tell he was
my chain.
You could tell he was high, though, because the way how the man paused and looked at him after, like, he still wanted to grab it. Like,
come on.
You mean like my chain? Like, the man tried to grab my chain. Like, yo.
Damn, I didn't get... Yo, but the...
The man looked like when you smoked a big blunt, you hit that, you just...
Oh man, he didn't even notice that there was a cop there.
I didn't even know you're there. I just wanted to just grab and leave.
Oh, shiny
thing. I just want to know why. Yo, the man, like, his legs are getting tied up too, fam.
Yeah, like,
yo, he probably fucking did something heinous, bro.
Why they're dealing with him like that?
This is why we need more content. Why the niggas getting his fucking chain pulled? Why he's getting his chain pulled? Look at the way this nigga is getting tied up. Hold on. Run that back really quick. Let's look at the way this nigga's getting tied up.
Yeah.
Really quick. You don't even have to play the audio or nothing.
Man's tied up.
Look how he's getting tied up, my nigga.
And my boy look like...
Look, they got his legs, everything. Like, he's tied up.
They're doing the police tie on him. Yeah.
Man, pull his
head. Oh, man.
Like, you're the man, not a donkey, fab. Like,
that might have to be a thumb right there. Holy. But it's going to be... Yeah. You might have to put that to thumb so we don't get Nixie this week.
My boy should have had at least a matching boxes or something.
Holy. Couples goals, man.
Matching boxes. Fire upon that.
But yeah, man, fucking, that's our fucking let's pack it up and get the fuck out of here, man.
Yo, that was some funny shit. I've never seen some shit like that before.
I need to know why he was tied up like that.
I need to know why they trying to take the chain off his neck.
No, I don't care. Like, what the fuck? I need to know why he was tied up like that.
And how much the chain was worth.
Yeah.
Is it worth the arrest that could have happened after? But yo, let's wrap this shit up, man. Before we even wrap it up, y'all got a parting tune that y'all want to go with? Any request here? DJ Rick, not a DJ?
Since you're on the Casper wave, I'd say, you know, K Money. Come on, son. But nah, I mean...
What do you think, Guts? What you got?
Don't ask me.
Man, why not, man?
Yeah, come on. They're a combo.
You guys, bro. I got my show. I play my songs on my show.
Because you know I might just end up playing some Drake or some shit like that.
My show, I'm going to play some R&B or some stuff.
Let's get our social medias and let's get the fuck out of here. Gucci gang, let's start with you and then we'll move over here to Guts.
You can find me on my Percy Gucci 416.
Yeah.
You can find me on my Busy Clear Star Studio 6. Shout out to Chris. And yeah, man, you already know, man. It's your boy Gucci gang.
Okay, Gucci gang in the building. Gutsy Guts, let the people know where we find you.
Find me at Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch. Gutsy Guts on YouTube. I'm dropping a Star Status interview. By the time this is out, the Star Status interview will be dropped. Make sure you go check out the Roni, That Guy interview. I got a bunch of interviews on my page. I got a bunch of new content actually coming on my page, man. How does it go again, Gucci?
What?
Fuck. How come I forgot it now?
What are you talking about?
Homie. Whatever. The Gutsy Show on Instagram. 6 views TO. Make sure you keep on running up all the videos with Lap Boys, all my friggin' interviews, all We Love Hip Hop interviews. Like, comment, share, do all that good stuff. And be safe, Toronto.
Okay. I'm just lining up a tune over here.
Of course I fucking remember it after.
What?
What's good, you Oto? My shit's coming soon.
Yeah, man. And any parting words? You don't have no parting words this week?
Party. Didn't I do that on my show? But okay, we could do what was I saying?
You got anything for the people special to let them know? You know what I mean? Some jewels for the week.
Yo, man, them have one girl that you could treat good. And like encourage her to do good stuff and proper stuff, because I'm telling you, a girl will put way more money than in your bank account than a man will.
Jewelry.
Unless that man's like Drake or somebody like that. That's different.
Yo, I think.
Jewelry. Well, yeah, man. Hit me up. Which camera am I at? Gucci, this one right here. Hit me up on my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread. That's D-R-E-T. This is crazy. Everything else, welovehiphop.ca. If y'all want to book some time, use the space. Hit us up on the Visionary Arts Center on Instagram. You can hit me up in my DMs on my Percy, you know what I'm saying, and find out the rates and all that good shit. And I think that's all we got. Oh, also, big up to PK Herc. Big up to all the people in the city. Big up to all my empty aliens. I'll be seeing y'all real soon. And we off of this.
And shout out to my haters, man.
I'm gonna take it
to the US. This? Can you turn this up?
This is
I need some old heat.
It's a throwback. Human beings are mine. What's the mind to a king? Okay. What's the king to a god? What's the god to a non-believer?
I don't believe in anything. Really make it out alive. Alright, alright. Your church in the wild.
Talk to him.
On the mausoleum floor. Blood stains the Colosseum floor. Lies on the lips of a priest. Thanksgiving disguised as a feast. Rolling in the Rolls Royce Caniche. Only the doctors got to some hiding.